Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. First thing first that I want to get to today is I want to say thank you to a couple of listeners out there, TurtCert and Brian RTFM. If you guys notice, the podcast art image has been changed. These guys submitted some images over on the Discord server, and they have been selected for the first podcast image art change here to be featured on the show. TurtCert here, he delivered the screen capture from the in-game screen capture there with the drift bouncing off of the cube there. Brian RTFM made a really hype stamp for the Daily Fortnite Don't Get Lost in the Storm logo. So I put that on there on TurtCert's screen capture. So that is on there right now. So thank you guys for going in there and submitting some images and some art. And there's a bunch more in there, guys. So go over to the Discord and check all that stuff out. And if you happen to have something that you want to submit as well, submit some stuff while you're there, so your art will have a chance to be featured on the podcast image art here. Alrighty, let's get into what's going on in Fortnite right now. So crazy thing that happened today was the cube melted in Loot Lake, and now Loot Lake is a giant bounce pad. It is awesome. The only thing that kind of bums me out is that they do this like right in the middle of the day when most people are at school or at work. So it's just like the big name players who are out there, or if you're lucky enough to be off during that time of the day or not have to be in school during that time of the day, that you got to actually have a chance to see this happen yourself in person. So I wish they would start doing these big events a little bit later in the day. That way, you know, people who are at school or people who are at work have time to get off and get home and be around for these events so they can see it too. But anyway, it's really awesome. It was really awesome to watch. Even just going back and watching other streamers' videos of it, it was really cool to see. But so let's go over some of the details of what happened. So the cube landed in Loot Lake. It melted. So all of Loot Lake, wherever it was water, it is now turned purple and is like a bounce pad like the cube was. You can get across Loot Lake really fast now because the bounce bounces you across pretty fast. You can still build on top of it. You kind of got to start at the edge somewhere, but you can build over it. It doesn't matter how high up you are. If you start building up over it, you're not going to take fall damage when you fall down off of it. So that is pretty awesome. That might be actually really helpful while it is still there in the end game situation. Just if you're building up, you can build a big, sky base and you don't have to worry about falling down and your opponent taking you down and you taking fall damage if the game happens to end somewhere over Loot Lake. Let's see here. And then so explosives bounce off as well. So if you throw, any of the throwables like grenades or clingers or the C4, it's just going to bounce across. Or if you shoot grenades off of it, or if you shoot rocket launchers at it, they're just going to bounce off. So you can probably end up doing some cool trick shots with those, bouncing a rocket launcher off of the lake and hitting somebody's build that's there. So that is really awesome. I'm loving the way Fortnite does these big events and the way they just change the game. And, there's something constantly going on within the game to keep it interesting and fun all the time. I never get bored of Fortnite. So I'm loving it. Let's talk about another little thing that we got. So, and this was actually talked about over in the Discord server as well. So Nintendo Switch, they're getting an exclusive bundle where they are going to get an exclusive skin in the bundle there. So it's cool that Nintendo Switch is being recognized and they're getting their own exclusive outfit there. The only kind of a bummer part that I thought was is that It's an outfit that we already have. It's the archetype outfit, but now it's just been recolored. So it's red and white now instead of the black and green that it was before. Now it's red and white, but it's the exact same outfit that the archetype outfit is. But it's cool that it has its own, exclusive color scheme for the Switch. So if you are in the you know, if you're in the market for getting a new Switch, you can get that bundle, and it will come with that. It'll come with that outfit. As long as, I think it also comes with like 1,000 V-Bucks as well. Let's talk about what's in the item shop, since we're talking about items. Over in the item shop today, we have some awesome stuff. I'll kind of go over just the regular stuff. We got all the soccer stuff in there, the Elite Cleat harvesting tool, the Goal Bound glider. You got the Vuvuzela harvesting tool, and then you get all the different skins, different outfits for the different soccer players. I'm not going to read them all because there's quite a few of them, but yeah, if you are interested in getting one of the different soccer players, there's like 8 of them, then there's all those choices over in the item store right now. And then there's also, so for Viking theme stuff, you got the Forebearer harvesting tool, and you get the Magnus outfit is in the store right now. But this new awesome thing that I love, absolutely love, that is in the item shop right now. For 1,500 V-Bucks, you can get the Frostwing glider. It's like a big ice dragon. It's awesome. You know, reminds me of course, Game of Thrones, or especially since we have all these different Viking-themed outfits. It also could remind you of How to Train Your Dragon was another thing that I thought of when I saw this, because you could do one of your Viking outfit characters and ride around on this Frostwing glider, and you'll look like you're, you know, one of the characters from How to Train Your Dragon. So yeah, that's really awesome. Let's talk about what's over in the daily section. We still got the Battle Pass tier. You get the Twist emote. I'm a big fan of that emote as well. You get the Cypher outfit. I'm a big fan of this Cypher outfit. And then there is the Plunger harvesting tool. That's the one that looks like a plunger and a samurai sword going through it. Let's see here. What else do I want to cover today? Let's do a daily tip. Today, the tip that we're going to go over is high ground, and when your opponent has the high ground over you, and a way to get them down or take back over and get the high ground again. So this is a different method from what we've talked about before. So say your opponent has built over you. Maybe you got in a build battle and your opponent was faster building up and you just got stuck beneath them, or you got in a build battle and you messed up somewhere, you fell down or whatever happened, and now you are at a lower level or a couple lower levels lower than your opponent is. So now your opponent has the advantage, obviously, and if you're not confident that you have a good path to build back out and up without your opponent, you know, doing some significant damage to you or possibly eliminating you, a method you could do is pull out your harvesting tool, your pickaxe, and start pickaxing that build. Your opponent is going to panic, especially if they're built really high up. Even if your opponent thinks that they're safe because they have things connected, if you're down there hitting things long enough and they're going to hear it, they're going to eventually panic and they're going to feel like, okay, I need to come down, I'm too high up. They're obviously just going to eventually break everything enough that I will fall down and take damage. So that's going to get them to come down. So there's a couple things that you could do that. If there's somebody who panics right away and they come down right away, this is something that you can do now at this point. You know, there's still plenty of stuff going around. You know what is connected and what's not connected and if it's going to be stable. But what you can do is now you hear them coming down. Now you take the they're going down momentum, and then you use that against them to start building up so that you can build back up and take the high ground, you know, take control of the high ground. Now, the other thing that might happen is they come down and they're coming down to your level. Maybe you don't have a lot of mats left at this point. Maybe that's another reason why they took the high ground, because you just ran out of mats and they're above you and you don't have more mats to build out. Well, you're going to hear them panicking. You're going to hear them start to come down. Get your guns out. Get ready to take them out with those guns. You know, preferably a shotgun or a SMG at this point. Obviously, we don't have the drum gun anymore, so you're probably going to want to have some sort of shotgun ready, because, you know, you're going to be in close quarter situation with them. And then, you know, blast them once with your shotgun, and then start lasering through them with that SMG. Alrighty, guys, that's all I have for you today. Again, a lot of exciting stuff going on in Fortnite right now with that loot lake. A lot of exciting stuff going on with the podcast. Thank you again to Tertzer and Brian RTFM for submitting those images and that art that is now currently the show art. Another thing you guys can do, of course, is support Daily Fortnite if you can. That is just easy as going to anchor.fm/daily-fortnite and hitting that listener support button, and it'll give you a few options there. You can do as little as $1 a month. You can also go to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe. Of course, if you leave that 5-star rating and a written review, you're going to get a shout-out on the show as well. You can go over and follow me over on Twitch. I've gotten a couple more followers from you guys, so I really appreciate that. A couple more Twitch Prime subs, so I appreciate that as well. Another thing, of course, you guys mentioned a couple times in the podcast already, is go join the Discord server. A lot of fun stuff can be talked about over there. Got a couple different channels for different things going on to really help the conversations flow. And right now, you know, we got this loot lake thing going on, so I'd love to have more conversations with you guys about what's going on with that cube and loot lake and what's going to come now. You know, we're ramping up for the next season, so things are going to start happening real fast here. Love to talk about it with you guys. So come over there. And then, of course, you know, if you also want to get your art featured on the show, that's another thing to do, is go join the Discord server and go over to that show art and music submission channel and submit your stuff there to be considered. You know, I have no set timeline for when I'm going to pick new ones and upload new ones, or when I'm going to go back to the original one or back to the old one. I'm going to leave this one here for a while. I really like it. And then I'm going to change it every once in a while. I'll pick somebody else's art just at random. And I'll always give you guys shout outs for, you know, whenever I pick your guys's art. All right, guys, that's all I have for today. We'll be back again tomorrow, of course. Until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.